The game isn't over, of course. Class war is much too serious a matter to relinquish, but let's proceed to the universality of the Universal Declaration, of having dismissed Articles 13, 14, and 19 as inoperative by virtue of the extreme relativism of the United States with regard to the Universal Declaration. Well, these articles all fall within civil and political rights. That's the category that the U.S. considers privileged. I'll return to some more in that category if there's time. But first, let's have a look at the second category, the socio-political rights. Well, according to the principle of universality, these have the same status as the political and civil rights. But the leaders of the Western relativist challenge, they insist that the Universal Declaration must be modified in accord with their values, which assign no status to the socioeconomic principles. Jean Kirkpatrick once described them as a letter to Santa Claus, you know, not to be taken seriously. Morris Abrams, who's the U.S. representative to the UN Commission on Human Rights, was a few years ago, he spelled that out in explaining Washington's opposition to a convention that was being considered, the Convention on the Right to Development. Here's the definition of it: the right of individuals, groups, and peoples to participate in, contribute to, and enjoy economic, social, cultural, and political development in which all human rights can be fully realized. Morris Abrams pointed out that these are not rights. In fact, they're preposterous, he said. They're, in fact, a dangerous incitement. The error of the Convention on the Right to Development is that it endorses the principle that everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for health and well-being of himself and his family, including food, clothing, housing, and medical care and social services, and the right to security in the event of unemployment, sickness, disability, widowhood, old age, or other lack of livelihood in circumstances beyond his control. Notice that that's a virtual paraphrase of the right of development that's preposterous and a dangerous incitement. So therefore, that must be preposterous, even a dangerous incitement, and we therefore abrogate Article 25 of the Universal Declaration, which I've just quoted. Notice that it includes the right to security, and in fact it's worker insecurity that is the key to the fairy tale, as the saintly Allen has explained. Well, the U.S. vetoed the Declaration on the Right to Development, effectively nullifying Article 25. I don't have to bother spending time on how well Article 25 is observed here.